The Number Concept, Its Origin and Development, by Levi Leonard Conant, Ph.D. Chapter 3. The Origin of Number Words. In the comparison of languages and the search for primitive root forms, no class of expressions has been subjected to closer scrutiny than the little cluster of words found in each language, which constitutes a part of the daily vocabulary of almost every human being, the words with which we begin our counting. It is assumed, and with good reason, that these are among the earlier words to appear in any language, and in the mutations of human speech, they are found to suffer less than almost any other portion of a language. Kinship between tongues remote from each other has in many instances been detected by the similarity found to exist between everyday words of each, and among these words one may look with a good degree of certainty for the 1, 2, 3, etc., of the number scale. So fruitful has this line of research that the attempt has been made even to establish a common origin for all the races of mankind by means of a comparison of numeral words. But in this instance, as in so many others that will readily occur to the mind, the result has been that the theory has finally taken possession of the author and reduced him to complete subjugation. Instead of remaining his servant and submitting to the legitimate results of patient and careful investigation, linguistic research is so full of snares and pitfalls that the student must needs employ the greatest degree of discrimination before asserting the kinship of a race because of resemblances in vocabulary, or even relationship between words in the same language because of some chance likeness of form that may exist between them. Probably no one argued that the English and the Babuses of Central Africa were of the same primitive stock simply because the language of the latter, five, atano, means five, and tenkumi means ten. But on the other hand, many will argue that because the German Zien means ten and Zehen means toes, the ancestors of Germans counted on their toes, and with them ten, with the complete count of the toes. It may be so. We certainly have no evidence with which to disprove this. But before accepting it as a fact, or even as a reasonable hypothesis, we may be pardoned for demanding some evidence aside from the mere resemblance in the form of the words. If, in the study of the numeral words, form is to constitute our chief guide, we must expect now and then to be confronted with facts which are not easily reconciled with any pet theory. The scope of the present work will admit of no more than a hasty examination of numeral forms, in which only actual and well-ascertained meanings will be considered. But here we are at the outset confronted with a class of words whose original meanings appear to be entirely lost. They are what may be termed the numerals proper, the native uncompounded words to signify number. Such words are 1, 2, 3, etc. of English, the ein, zwei, drei, etc. of German, words which must at some time, in some prehistoric language, have had definite meanings entirely apart from those which now they convey to our minds. In savage languages, it is sometimes possible to detect these meanings, and thus to obtain possession of a clue that leads to the development, in the barbarian's crude mind, of a count scale, a number system. But in languages like those of modern Europe, the pedigree claimed by numerals is so long that the successive changes, though they have passed, all trace of their origin seems to have been lost. The actual number of such words is, however, surprisingly small in any language. In English, we count by simple words only to 10. And from this point onward, all our numerals except 100 and 1,000 are compounds and combinations of the names of smaller numbers. The words we employ to designate the higher order of units, such as million, billion, trillion, etc., are all appropriated bodily from the Italian, and the native words pair, tail, brace, dozen, gross, and score can hardly be classed as numerals in the strict sense of the word. German possesses exactly the same number of native words in its numerical scale as English, and the same way can be said of the Teutonic languages generally, as well as of the Celtic, the Latin, the Slavonic, and the Basque. This is, in fact, the universal method observed in the formation of any numeral scale, though the actual number of simple words may vary. The Chiquito language has but one numeral of any kind whatsoever. English contains 12 simple terms. Sanskrit has 27, while Japanese possess 24, and the Chinese a number almost equally great. Very many languages, as might be expected, contain special numeral expressions, such as the German Dutzend and the French Dizaine. But these, like the English dozen and score, are not to be regarded as numerals proper. The formation of numeral words show at a glance the general method in which any number scale has been built up. The primitive savage counts on his fingers until he has reached the end of one, or more probably of both hands. Then, if he wishes to proceed further, some mark is made, a pebble is laid aside and not tied, or some similar device employed to signify that all the counters at his disposal have been used. Then the count begins anew, and to avoid multiplication of words as well as to assist the memory, the terms already used are restored to. And the name by which the first halting place was designated is repeated, each with a new numeral, hence 13, 14, 15, etc., which are contractions of the fuller expressions 3 and 10, 4 and 10, 5 and 10, etc. The specific method of combination may not always be the same, as witness the 18 or 810 in English and dix-huit or 810 in French, 45 or 4-10s-5 in English, and fünf in vierzig or 5-4-10s in German. But the general method is the same the world over, presenting us with nothing but local variations which are, relatively speaking, entirely unimportant. With this fact in mind, we can cease to wonder at the small number of simple numerals in any language. It might indeed be queried, why do any languages, English and German, for example, have unusual compounds for 11 and 12? It would seem as though the regular method of compounding should begin with a 10 and 1, instead of 10 and 3. In any language using a system with 10 as a base, an examination of several hundred numeral scales show that the Teutonic languages are somewhat exceptional in this respect. The words 11 and 12 are undoubtedly combinations, but not in the same direct sense as 13, 25, etc. The same may be said of the French, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, and 16, which are obvious compounds, but not formed in the same manner as numerals above that point. Almost all civilized languages, however, except the Teutonic, and practically all uncivilized languages, begin their direct numeral combinations as soon as they have passed their number base. Whatever that may be, to give an illustration, select a quite at random from among the barbarous tribes of Africa. The K Swahili numeral scale runs as follows. 1. Mayoi. 2. Mimbri. 3. Tatu. 4. Ina. 5. Tano. 6. Seta. 7. Saba. 8. Nani. 9. Kenda. 10. Kumi. 11. Kumi nan Moyori. 12. Kumi nan Mibri. 13. Kumi nan Tatu. The words for 11, 12, and 13 are seen at a glance to signify 10 and 1, 10 and 2, 10 and 3, and the count proceeds, as might be inferred in a similar manner as far as the number system extends. Our English combinations are a little closer than these, and the combinations found in certain other languages are, in turn, closer than those of English. As witness the once, 11, doce, 12, trece, 13, etc. of Spanish, but the process is essentially the same. And the law may be accepted as practically invariable, that all numerals greater than the base of a system are expressed by compound words, except such as are necessary to establish some new order of unit as 100 or 1,000. In the scale just given, it will be noticed that the larger number precedes the smaller, giving 10 plus 1, 10 plus 2, etc., instead of 1 plus 10, 2 plus 10, etc. This seems entirely natural and hardly calls for any comment whatsoever. But we have only to consider the formation of our English teens to see that our own method is, in its inception, just the reverse of this. 13, 14, and the remaining numerals up to 19 are formed by prefixing the smaller number to those at the base, and it is only when we pass 20 that we return to the more direct and obvious method of giving precedence to the larger. In German and other Teutonic languages, in the inverse method is continued still further. Here 25 is unfundswandig. 5 and 20, 92 is zweiundneunzig, 2 and 90, and so on to 99. Above 100, the order is made direct, as in English. Of course, this mode of formation between 20 and 100 is permissible in English, where 5 and 20 is just as correct a form as 25. But it is archaic and would soon pass out of the language altogether, were it not for the influence of some of the older writings, which have a strong influence in preserving for us many of the older and more essentially Saxon forms of expression. Both the methods described above are found in all parts of the world, but what I have called the direct is far more common than the other. In general, where the smaller number precedes the larger, it signifies multiplication instead of addition. Thus, when we say 30, i.e. 310, we mean 3 times 10, just as 300 means 3 times 100. When the larger precedes the smaller, we must usually understand addition, but to both these rules there are very many exceptions. Among higher numbers, the inverse order is very rarely used, though even here an occasional exception is found. The Tunisia Indians, for example, place the smaller numbers before the larger, no matter how far their scale may extend. To say 1,881, they make a complete inversion of our own order, beginning with 1 and ending with 1,000. Their full numeral for this is Yiha Av Wabki Maru Wab Maru Haki, which means literally 1 plus 80 plus 100 times 8 plus 100 times 10. Such exceptions are, however, quite rare. One other method of combination, that of subtraction, remains to be considered. Every student of Latin will recall at once the duodiviginiti, 2, from 20, and undiviginiti, 1 from 20, which in that language are regular forms of expression for 18 and 19. At first they seem decidedly odd, but familiarity soon accustoms one to them, and they cease entirely to attract any special attention. This principle of subtraction, which in the formation of numeral words is quite foreign to the genius of English, is still of such common occurrence in other languages that the Latin examples just given cease to be solitary instances. The origin of numerals in this class is to be found in the idea of reference, not necessarily to the last, but to the nearest halting point in the scale. Many tribes seem to regard 9 as almost 10, and to give it a name which conveys this thought. In Mississauga, one of the numerous Algonquin languages, we have, for example, the word kangaswi, incomplete 10 for 9. In the Kwatuli of British Columbia, 8 as well as 9 is formed in this way, these two numbers being Motikwotl, 10 minus 2, and Nanima, 10 minus 1, respectively. In many of the languages of British Columbia, we find a similar formation for 8 and 9, or for 9 alone. The same formation occurs in Malay, resulting in numerals Delapan, 10 minus 2, and Sambilan, 10 minus 1. In Green Island, one of the New Ireland groups, these simply become Adraula, less 2, and Adraula Tsi, less 1. In the Admiralty Islands, this formation is carried back one step further and not only gives us Shualoa, less 2, and Shori, less 1, but also makes a 7 appear as Suatolu, less 3. Surprising as this numeral is, it is more than matched by the Ainua scale, which carries subtraction back still another step and calls 6 10 minus 4. The four numerals from 6 to 9 in the scale are respectively Eawa, 10 minus 4, Arawa, 10 minus 3, Tupesan, 10 minus 2, and Sinpesan, 10 minus 1. Numerous examples of this kind of formation will be found in later chapters of this work, and they will usually be found to occur in one or both of the numerals, 8 and 9. Occasionally they will appear among higher numbers, as in the Mayan languages, for example, 99 years is one single year lacking from the 50 years. And in the Arikara dialects, where 98 and 99 are 5 min minus and 5 min 1 not. The Welsh, Danish, and other languages, less easily accessible than these to general student, also furnish interesting examples of a similar character. More rarely yet are instances met with of languages which make use of subtraction almost as freely as addition. In the composition of numerals, within the past few years, such an instance has been noticed in the case of the Bellakula language of British Columbia. In their numeral scale 15, 1 foot is followed by 16, 1 man less 4, 17, 1 man less 3, 18, 1 man less 2, 19, 1 man less 1, and 20, 1 man. 25 is 1 man in 1 hand, 26 is 1 man in 2 hands less 4, 36, 2 men less 4, and so on. This method of formation prevails throughout the entire numeral scale. One of the best-known and most interesting examples of subtraction as a well-defined principle of formation is found in the Maya scale. Up to 40, no special peculiarity appears, but as the count progresses beyond that point, we find a succession of numerals, which one is almost tempted to call 60 minus 19, 60 minus 18, 60 minus 17, etc. Literally translated, the meaning seems to be 1 to 60, 2 to 60, 3 to 60, etc. The point of reference is 60, and the thought underlying the words may probably be expressed by the paraphrase 1 on the third score, 2 on the third score, 3 on the third score, etc. Similarly, 61 is 1 on the fourth score, 81 is 1 on the fifth score, 381 is 1 on the 19th score, and so on to 400. At 441, the same formation reappears, and it continues to characterize the system in a regular and consistent manner, no matter how far is it extended. The Yoruba language of Africa is another example of the most lavish use of subtraction, but here it results in a system much less consistent and natural than is just considered. Here we find not only 5, 10, and 20 subtracted from the next higher union, but also 40 and even 100. For example, 360 is 400 minus 40, 460 is 500 minus 40, 500 is 600 minus 100, 1300 is 1400 minus 100, etc. One of the Yoruba units is 200, and all the odd hundreds up to 2000. The next higher unit are formed by subtracting 100 from the next higher multiple of 200. The system is quite complex and very artificial, and seems to have been developed by the intercourse with traders. It has already been stated that the primitive meanings of our own simple numerals have been lost. This is also true of languages of nearly all other civilized peoples, and of numerous savage races as well. We are at liberty to suppose, and we do suppose, that in many cases these words once expressed meanings closely connected with the names of the fingers, or with the fingers themselves, or both. Now and then a case is met with in which the numeral word frankly avows its meaning, as in the Botokuro language, where one is expressed by podzik, finger, and two by kripo, double finger, and in the Eskimo dialect of Hudson's Bay, where erkit koka means both ten and little finger. Such cases are, however, somewhat exceptional. In a few noteworthy instances, the words comprising the numeral scale of a language have been carefully investigated, and their original meanings accurately determined. The simple structure of many of the rude languages of the world should render this possible in a multitude of cases, but investigators are too often content with the mere numerals themselves, and make no inquiries respecting their meanings. But the following exposition of the Zuoi scale, given by Lieutenant Gushing, leaves nothing to be desired. 1. Tipinte, taken to start with. 2. Kuili, put down together with. 3. Ha'i, the equally dividing finger. 4. Awite, all the fingers all but done with. 5. Pte, the notched off. This finishes the list of original simple numerals, the Zuoi stopping or notching off when he finishes the fingers of one hand. Compounding now begins. 6. Topel okeya, another brought to add to the done with. 7. Quilil okeya, two brought to and held up with the rest. 8. Hel okeyi, three brought to and held up with the rest. 9. Tenel okeya, all but are held up with the rest. 10. Stemphilia, all the fingers. 11. Stemphilia tope thiltona, all the fingers and another over above held. The process of information indicated in 11 is used in the succeeding numerals up to 19. 20. Quilik in stem thelan, two times all the fingers. 100. Si stem thelik ya, the fingers, all the fingers. 1000. Si stem thelik nya inya stem thela, the fingers, all the fingers, times all the fingers. The only numerals calling for any specific note are those for 11 and 9. For 9, we should naturally expect a word corresponding in structure and meaning towards the word 7 and 8. But instead of four brought to and held up with the rest, for which we naturally look, the Zuoi, to show what he has used up all his fingers but one, says, all but are held up with the rest. To express 11, he cannot use a similar form of composition, since he has already used it in constructing his word for 6. So he says, all the fingers and another over above held. The one remarkable point to be noted about the Zuoi scale is, after all, the formation of the words for 1 and 2. While the savage almost always counts on his fingers, it does not seem at all certain that these words should necessarily be a finger formation. The savage can always distinguish between one object and two objects, and it is hardly reasonable to believe that any external aid is needed to arrive at a distinct perception of this difference. The numerals for 1 and 2 would be the earliest to be formed in any language, and in most, if not all, cases they would be formed long before the need would be felt for terms to describe any higher number. If this theory be correct, we should expect to find finger names for numerals beginning not lower than 3, and oftener with 5 than any other number. The highest authority has ventured the assertion that all numeral words have their origin in the names of the fingers. Substantially, the same conclusion was received by Professor Pott of Halle, whose work on numeral nomenclature led him deeply into the study of the origin of these words. But we have abundant evidence at hand to show that, universal as finger counting has been, finger origin for numeral words has by no means been universal. That is more frequently met with any other origin is unquestionably true, but in many instances, which will be more fully considered in the following chapter, we find strictly non-digital derivations, especially in the case of the lowest numbers of the scale. But in nearly all languages, the origin of the words for 1, 2, 3, and 4 are so entirely unknown that speculation respecting them is almost useless. An excellent illustration of the ordinary method of formation which obtains among number scales is furnished by the Eskimos of Point Barrow, who have pure numeral words up to 5, and then begin a systematic course of word formation from the names of their fingers. If the names of the first 5 numerals are of finger origin, they have so completely lost their original form, or else the names of the fingers themselves have so changed that no resemblance is now to be detected between them. This scale is so interesting that it is given with considerable fullness as follows. 1. Atausik. 2. Masro. 3. Penasun. 4. Sisaman. 5. Turlumat. 6. Atautiamin akbinigin turlimut. Equals 5 and 1 on the next. 7. Madronin akbinigin. Twice on the next. 8. Penasunin akbinigin. 3 times of the next. 9. Kodlinotelia, that which has knots its 10. 10. Kodlin, the upper part, i.e. the fingers. 14. Akimiaxotariuna, I have not 15. 15. Akimia, this seems to be a real numeral word. 20. Inunia, a man come to an end. 25. Inunia turliminin akbinidigin, a man come to an end, and 5 on the next. 30. Inunia kodlininin akbinidigin, a man come to an end, and 10 on the next. 35. Inunia akimiamin aipalin, a man come to end, accompanied by 1 15 times. 40. Madro inunia, 2 men come to an end. In this scale, we find the finger origin appearing so clearly and so repeatedly that one feels some degree of surprise at finding 5 expressed by a pure numeral instead of by some word meaning hand or fingers of one hand. In this respect, the Eskimo dialects are somewhat exceptional among scales built up of digital words. The system of the Greenland Eskimos, though differing slightly from that of their Point Barrow cousins, shows the same peculiarity. The first 10 numerals of this scale are 1. Atuasek. 2. Mardluk. 3. Pingasut. 4. Sisamat. 5. Tadlimat. 6. Arfinek Atusek. To the other hand, 1. 7. Arfinek Mardluk. To the other hand, 2. 8. Arfinek Pingasut. To the other hand, 3. 9. Arfinek Sisamat. To the other hand, 4. 10. Kulit. The same process is now repeated. Only the feet instead of the hands are used, and the completion of the second 10 is marked by the word Inuk, man. It may be that the Eskimo word for 5 is originally a digital word, but if so, the fact has not been detected. From the analogy furnished by other languages, we are justified in suspecting that this may be the case, for whenever a number system contains digital words, we expect them to begin with 5, as, for example, in the Arawak scale, which runs 1. Aba, 2. Biyama, 3. Kabahin, 4. Bibiti, 5. Aba etek bi, one hand, 6. Aba timan, one of the other, 7. Biyamatiman, two of the other, 8. Kabahindiman, three of the other, 9. Bibitiman, 4 of the other, 10. Biamantek bibe, 2 hands, 11. Aba kuntihabina, 1 from the feet, 20. Aboluku, hands feet. The 4 sets of numerals just given may be regarded as typifying one of the most common forms of primitive counting, and the words they contain serve as illustrations of the means which go to make the number scales of savage races. Frequently, the finger and toe origin of numerals is perfectly apparent, as in the Arawak system just given, which exhibits the simplest and clearest possible method of formation. Another even more interesting system is that of the Montagnais of northern Canada. Here, as in the Zuoi scale, the words are digital from the outset. 1. In l'are, the end is bent. 2. Nak'e, another is bent. 3. Ta'are, the middle is bent. 4. Dinri, there are no more except this. 5. Sesunna re, the row on each hand. 6. Elke ta'are, 3 from each side. 7. Ta'ayi oretan, there are still 3 of them. Insla diorini, On each side there are four of them. 8. Elke dinri, four on each side. 9. In a ye orit an, there is still one more. 10. Onanan, finished on each side. 11. Onanan in lare techaridel, one complete and one. 12. Onanan nank e techaridel, one complete and two, etc. The formation of 6, 7, and 8 of this scale is somewhat different than that of ordinarily found. To express 6, the Montagnais separates the thumb and forefinger from the three remaining fingers of the left hand, and bringing the thumb of the right hand close to them, says 3 from each side. For 7, he either subtracts from 10, saying there are still 3 of them, or he brings the thumb and forefinger of the right hand up to the thumb of the left and says, on one side there are 4 of them. He calls 8 by the same name as many of the other Canadian tribes, that is, 2 fours. And to show the proper number of fingers, he closes the thumb and little finger of the right hand, then puts the 3 remaining fingers besides the thumb of the left hand. This method is, in some of these particulars, different from any other I've ever examined. It often happens that the composition of numeral words is less easily understood, and the original meanings are more difficult to recover than in the examples already given. But in searching for number systems, which show in the formation of their words the influence of finger counting, it is not unusual to find those in which the derivation from native words signifying finger, hand, toe, foot, and mand is just as frankly obvious as in the case of the Zo'oi, the Arawak, and the Eskimo, or the Montagnais scale. Among the Tamanacs, one of the numerous Indian tribes of the Orinoco, the numerals are as strictly digital as in any of the systems already examined. The general structure of the Tamanac scale is shown by the following numerals. 5. Amgnatiton, one hand complete. 6. Itakono, Amgna, Pona, Tevenepe, one on the other hand. 10. Apgna, Akiponare, all of the two hands. 11. Puita, Pono, Tevenepe, one on the foot. 16. Itakona, Puita, Pona, Tevenepte, one on the other foot. 20. Teven, Itoto, one man. 21. Itakono, Itoto, Jagnar, Bona, Tevenepe, one on the hands of another man. In the Guarani language of Paraguay, the same method is found, with a different form of expression for 20. Here the numerals in question are 5. Esepopete, one hand. 10. Esepo Mokoi, two hands. 20. Esepo Esepi Abe, hands and feet. Another side variation is furnished by the Kariri language, which is also one of the numerous South American Indian forms of speech, where we find the words to be 5. Mibiche Misa, one hand. 10. Mikriba Misa Sai, both hands. 20. Mikriba Misa Idocho Ibi Sai, both hands together with the feet. Illustrations of this kind might be multiplied almost indefinitely, and it is well to note that they may be drawn from all parts of the world. South America is peculiarly rich in native numeral words of this kind, and as the examples above cited show, it is the field to which one instinctively turns when this subject is under discussion. The Zamuco numerals are, among others, exceedingly interesting, giving us a new variation in method. They are 1. Somaro, 2. Gar, 3. Gadiok, 4. Gahagani, 5. Tusuena Yemana Ite, ended one hand. 6. Somaro Hi, one on the other. 7. Gadi Hi, two on the other. 8. Gadoig Ihi, three on the other. 9. Gahagani Hi, four on the other. 10. Tusueno Yemana Dai, ended both hands. 11. Tsomaro Yiritai, one on the foot. 12. Ga Yirtari, two on the foot. 20. Tsuena Yiridai, ended both feet. As is here indicated, forms of progressions from 5 to 10, which should be expected to be hand 1 or hand n 1, or some kindred expression signifying that one hand has been completed, is simply one on the other. Again, the expressions for 11, 12, etc. are merely 1 on the foot, 2 on the foot, etc., while 20 is both feet ended. An equally interesting scale is furnished by the language of the Mapuches of the Orinoco, who count 1, Papita, 2. Avanume. 3. Apikiva. 4. Apikipaki. 5. Papitieri Kapiti. One only hand. 6. Papiti Yana Paeri Kapiti Piorina. One of the other hand we take. 10. Apanumeri Kapiti. 2 hands. 11. Papita Yani Kiti Piorina. One of the toes we take. 20. Papita Kamoni. One manned. 40. Avanume Kamoni. 2 men. 60. Apakiva Kamoni. 3 men, etc. In all the examples thus far given, 20 is expressed either by the equivalent of man or by some formula introducing the word feet. Both of these modes of expressing what our own ancestors termed a score are so common that one hesitates to say which is the more frequent use. The following scale from one of the Betoya dialects of South America is quite remarkable among the digital scales, making no use of either man or foot, but reckoning solely by fives or hands, as the numerals indicate. 1. Te. 2. Keapa. 3. Tuozumba. 4. Kajeza. 2 with plural termination. 5. Tiente. Hand. 6. Teyentete. Hand plus 1. 7. Teyente Keapa. Hand plus 2. 8. Teyente Tuozumba. Hand plus 3. 9. Teyente Keese. Hand plus 4. 10. Keyente or Keyhuena. 2 hands. 11. Keyente Te. 2 hands plus 1. 15. Tuozumba Ente. 3 hands. 16. Tuozumba Ente Te. 3 hands plus 1. 20. Kese Ente. 4 hands. In the last chapter, mention was made of the scanty numeral systems of the Australian tribes, but a single scale was alluded to as reaching the comparatively high limit of 20. This system is that belonging to the Picumbuls, and the count runs thus. 1. Mal. 2. Bular. 3. Goliba. 4. Bular Bular. 2-2. 5. Mulambu. 6. Malmulambu Mumi. 1 and 5 added on. 7. Bulamulambu Mumi. 2 and 5 added on. 8. Gulebmulambu Mumi. 3 and 5 added on. 9. Bulabulamulambu Mumi. 4 and 5 added on. 10. Bularinmura. Belonging to the two hands. 11. Maldina Mumi. One of the toes added on to the 10 fingers. 12. Bulardina Mumi. Two of the toes added on. Thirteen. Goliba Dina Mumi. Three of the toes added on. 14. Bular Bular Dina Mumi. Four of the toes added on. 15. Bulumba Dina. Five of the toes added on. 16. Maldina Mulambu. One and five toes. 17. Bular Dina Mulambu. Two and five toes. 18. Goliba Dina Mulambu. Three and five toes. 19. Bular Bular Dina Mulambu, 4 and 5 toes. 20. Bularin Dina, belonging to the 2 feet. As has already been stated, there is good ground for believing that this system was originally as limited as those obtained from other Australian tribes, and that its extension from 4, or perhaps from 5 onward, is of comparatively recent date. A somewhat peculiar numeral nomenclature is found in the language of the Kalamath Indians of Oregon. The first 10 words in the Kalamath scale are 1. Nash or Nas, 2. Lap equals hand, 3. Nindan, 4. Vunip, hand up, 5. Tunip, hand away, 6. Najshkapta, 1. I have bent over, 7. Lapkshapta, 2. I have bent over, 8. Nadenkshapta, 3. I have bent over, 9. Najshkresh, 1. Left over, 10. Twanip, hand. In describing this system, Mr. Gatchett says, if the origin of the Kalamath numerals is thus correctly traced, their inventors must have counted only the 4 long fingers without the thumb, and 5 was counted while saying, hand away, hand off. The 4, or hand high, hand up, intimates that the hand was held up high after counting its 4 digits, and some term expressing this gesture was, in the case of 9, substituted by 1 left over, which means to say only 1 is left until all the fingers are counted. It would be observed that the Kalamath introduces not only the ordinary finger manipulation, but a gesture of the entire hand as well. It is a common thing to find something of this kind to indicate the completion of 5 or 10. And in 1 or 2 instances, as has already been alluded to, sometimes 1 or both of the closed fists are held up, sometimes the open hand with all the fingers extended is used, and sometimes an entirely independent gesture is introduced. These are, in general, of no special importance, but the one custom in vogue among some of the prairie tribes of Indians, which to my attention was called by Dr. J. Owen Dorsey, should be mentioned, is a gesture which signifies multiplication and is performed by throwing the hand to the left. Thus, after counting 5, a wave of the hand to the left means 50. As multiplication is rather unusual among savage tribes, this is noteworthy, and would seem to indicate on the part of an Indian a higher degree of intelligence than is ordinarily possessed by uncivilized races. In the numeral scale, as we possess it in English, we find it necessary to retain the name of the last unit of each kind used, in order to describe definitely any numeral employed. Thus, 15, 142, 6,727, give in full detail the numbers they are intended to describe. In primitive scales, this is not always considered necessary. Thus, the Zamucos express their teens without using the 4 word for 10 at all. They say simply 1 on the foot, 2 on the foot, etc. Corresponding abbreviations are often met, so often indeed that no further mention of them is needed. They mark one extreme, the extreme of brevity found in the savage method of building up hand, foot, and finger names for numerals, while the Zoi scale marks the extreme of prolixity in the formation of such words. A somewhat ruder composition than any yet noticed is shown in the numerals of the Vallejo scale, which are 1. Ajit or Yagit, 2. Uke, 3. Nipitui, 4. Yepkatalet, 5. Isig Nisle Yagit, hand fingers 1. 6. Isig tit yagit, hand with 1. 7. Isig tit uke, hand with 2. 8. Isig tit nipetue, hand with 3. 9. Isig tit yapkatalet, hand with 4. 10. Isig use nisle, second hand fingers, literally hand 2 fingers. 11. Isig uke nisle tit yag it, second hand fingers with 1. 20. Isig ape nisle loel, hand foot fingers all. In the examples thus far given, it will be noticed that the actual names of individual fingers do not appear. In general, such words as thumb, forefinger, little finger are not found, but rather the hand, one on the next, or one over and above, which we have already seen, are the type forms for which we are to look. Individual finger names do occur. However, as the scale of Hudson Bay's Eskimos, where the 3 following words are used both as numerals and finger names. 8. Ketuklimut, middle finger, 9. Mikilukamut, fourth finger, 10. Irketkoka, little finger. Words of a similar origin are found in the original Jiviro scale, where the native numerals are 1. Ala, 2. Katu, 3. Kala. 4. Inkatu. 5. Alak Tikladu. One hand. 6. Intimutu. Thumb of second hand. 7. Tanituna. Index finger. 8. Tanituna Kabiasu. The finger next to the index finger. 9. Bitin Tegla Kabiasu. Hand next to complete. 10. Kat Gladu. Two hands. As if to emphasize the rarity of this method of forming numerals, the Jivaros afterwards discarded the last five of the above scale, replacing them by words borrowed from the Queuchas, or ancient Peruvians. The same process may have been followed by other tribes, and in this way numerals, which were originally digital, may have disappeared. But we have no evidence that this has ever happened in any extensive manner. We are rather impelled to accept the occasional numerals of this class as exceptions to the general rule, until we have at our disposal further evidence of this, an exacting critical nature, which would cause us to modify this opinion. An elaborate philological study by Dr. J. H. Trumbull of the numerals used by many of the North American Indian tribes reveals the presence in the language of these tribes of a few, but only a few, finger names which are used without change as numeral expressions also. Sometimes the finger gives a name not its own to the numeral with which it is associated in counting, as in the Chippewa dialect, which has Nawi Ninjd, middle of the hand, and Niswi. 3. And in the Cheyenne, where Noyoto's, middle finger, and Nahotu, 8, are closely related. In other parts of the world, isolated examples of the transference of finger names to numerals are also found. Of these, a well-known example is furnished by the Zulu numerals where Tasita Tupa, taking the thumb, becomes a numeral for 6. Then the verb Komba, to point, indicating the forefinger or pointer, makes the next numeral 7. Thus answering a question, how much did your master give you? A Zulu would say, Unkombali. He pointed with his forefinger, i.e., he gave me 7. And this curious way of using the numeral verb is also shown in such an example as Amahasi Akamboli. The horses have pointed, i.e., there were 7 of them. In like manner, Kinjaga Lobili, keep back 2 fingers, i.e., 8, and Kinjaga Lolunje, keep back 1 finger, i.e., 9, lead on to Kumi, 10. Returning for a moment to the consideration of the number systems in the formation of which the influence of the hand has been paramount, we find still further variations of the method already noticed of constructing names for the 5s, 10s, and 20s, as well as for intermediate numbers. Instead of the simple words hand, foot, etc., we not infrequently meet with some paraphrase for one or for all of these terms, the derivation of which is unmistakable. The Ningones, an island tribe of Indian Ocean, though using the word man for 20, do not employ explicit hand or foot words, but count 1, sa, 2, riwe, 3, tini, 4, etse, 5, sedono, the end of the first hand, 6, dono ne sa, end and 1, 7, dono ne riwe, end and 2, 8, dono ne tini, end and 3, 9, dono ne etse, end and 4, 10. Rewe Tubin 9. Two series of fingers. 11. Rewe Tubin 9 Nesare Tsimene. Two series and one on the next. 20. Sare Nome. One man. 30. Sare Nome Ne Rewe Tubin 9. One man in two series. 40. Rewe Ne Nome. Two men. Examples like the above are not infrequent. The Aztecs use for 10 the word Matlactli, hand half, i.e., the hand half of a man, and for 20, kempoali, one counting. The Point Barrow Eskimos call 10 godlin, the upper part, i.e., of a man. One of the U dialects of Western Africa has iwo, done, for 10, while curiously enough, 9, asieke, is a digital word meaning to part from the hand. In numerous instances, also some characteristic word not of hand derivation is found, like the Yoruba ogurzi, string, which becomes a numeral for 40 because 40 cowries make a string, and the Maori takao, bunch, which signifies 10. The origin of this seems to have been the custom of counting yams and fish by bunches of 10 each. Another method of forming numeral words above 5 or 10 is found in the presence of such expressions as second one, second two, etc. In languages of rude construction and incomplete development, the simple numeral scale is often found to end with 5, and all succeeding numerals to be formed from the first 5. The progression from that point may be 5-1, 5-2, etc., as the numerous quinary scales to be noticed later, or it may be 2-1, 2-2, etc., as in the Nyam-Nyam dialect of Central Africa, where the scale is 1, Sa, 2, Uwi, 3, Biata, 4, Biama, 5, Biswi, 6, Batisa, 2D1, 7, Batiwi, 2D2, 8, Bati Biata, 2D3, 9, Bati Biama, 2D4, 10, Bawi E, 2D5. That this method of progression is not confined to the least developed languages, however, is shown by a most cursory examination of the numerals of our American Indian tribes, where the numeral formation like that exhibited above is exceedingly common in the Kootenay dialect of British Columbia. Quetza and Wo-Quetza 8 are obviously related, the latter word probably meaning a second four. Most of the native languages of British Columbia form their words for 7 and 8 from those which signify 2 and 3. For example, the Hiltzok, which shows in the following words a most obvious correspondence. 2. Matl. 3. Yotkwe. 7. Matlaus. 8. Yotkwaos. In the Choctaw languages, the relation between 2 and 7 and 3 and 8 is no less clear. Here the words are 2. Tuklo. 3. Tuchina. 7. Untuklo. 8. Untuchina. The Nez Perez repeat the first three words of their scale in their 6, 7, and 8, respectively, as comparison of these numerals will show. 1. Nax. 2. Lapit. 3. Mitat. 6. Oilax. 7. Oinapt. 8. Oimatat. In all these cases, the essential point of the method is contained in the repetition, in one way or another, of the numerals of the second quinet. Without the use of each one of the word for 5, this may make 6, 7, 8, and 9 appear as second 1, second 2, etc., or another 1, another 2, etc., or more simply still as 1 more, 2 more, etc. It is the method which was briefly discussed in the early part of the present chapter, and is by no means uncommon. In a decimal scale, this repetition would begin with 11 instead of 6, as in the system found in the Tagala and the Pampanga 2 of the Philippine Islands, where, for example, 11, 12, and 13 are 11, Labi in Isa, over 1, 12, Labi in Dauluan, over 2, 13, Labi in Tatlo, over 3. A precisely similar method of numeral building is used by some of our Western Indian tribes. Selecting fewer of the Asinboine numerals as an illustration, we have 11, Akai Washe, more 1, 12, Akai Numpa, more 2, 13, Akai Yamini, more 3, 14, Akai Topa, more 4, 15, Akai Zapa, more 5, 16, Akai Shakpa, more 6, etc. A still more primitive structure is shown in the numerals of the Mumbushas of Equatorial Africa. Instead of using 5-1, 5-2, 5-3, 5-4, or 2-D-1, 2-D-2, 2-D-3, 2-D-4, in forming their numerals from 6 to 9, they proceed in the following remarkable and, at first thought, inexplicable manner to form their compound numerals. 1. Ivoko. 2. Biba. 3. Belalo. 4. Benai. 5. Betano. 6. Ivoko Biba. 1-2. 7. Ivoko Belalo. 1-3. 8. Ivoko Benai. 1-4. 9. Ivoko Betano. 1-5. 10. Diom. No explanation is given by Dr. Du Chialu for such an apparently incomprehensible form of expression as, for example, 1-3 for 7. Some peculiar finger pantomime may accompany the accounting, which, were it known, would enlighten us on the Mabusha's method of arriving at so anomalous a scale. Mere repetition in the second quinet of the words used in the first might readily be explained by supposing the use of fingers absolutely indispensable as an aid to counting. and that a certain word would have one meaning when associated with a certain finger of the left hand, and another meaning when associated with one of the fingers on the right. Such scales are, if the following are correct, actually in existence among the islands of the Pacific. Balad. 1. Parai. 2. Paru. 3. Parjen. 4. Parbai. 5. Panim. 6. Parai. 7. Paru. 8. Parjan. 9. Parbai. 10. Panim. Uya. 1. Tahi. 2. Lua. 3. Tolu. 4. Fa. 5. Lima. 6. Tahi. 7. Lua. 8. Tolu. 9. Fa. 10. Lima. Such examples are, I believe, entirely unique among primitive number systems. In numeral scales, when the formative process has been of the general nature just exhibited, irregularities of various kinds of are frequent occurrence. Hand numerals may appear and then suddenly disappear just where we should look for them with the greatest degree of certainty. In the ND, a dialect of the Flores Islands, 5, 6, and 7, are of hand formation, while 8 and 9 are of entirely different origin, as the scale shows. 1. Sa. 2. Zua. 3. Tilu. 4. Wutu. 5. Lima. 6. Lima Sa. Hand 1. 7. Lima Zua. Hand 2. 8. Ra Butu. 2 times 4. 9. Trasa. 10 minus 1. 10. Sabulu. One special point to be noticed in this scale is the irregularity that prevails between 7, 8, and 9. The formation of 7 is the most ordinary kind. 8 is 2 fours, common enough duplication, while 9 appears to be 10 minus 1. All of these modes of compounding are, in their own way, regular, but the irregularity consists of using all three of them in connective numerals in the same system. But odd as this jumble seems, it is more than matched by that found in the scale of the Karankawa Indians, an extinct tribe formerly inhabiting the coast region of Texas. The first 10 numerals of this singular array are 1. Natsa. 2. Haikai. 3. Kachagi. 4. Hayuhaken. 2 times 2. 5. Natsa Bihima. One father, i.e. of the fingers. 6. Hayo Hakia. 3 times 2. 7. Haikia Natsa. 2 plus 5. 8. Haikiak Behima, two fathers. 9. Haikia Doden, 2D from 10. 10. Doden Habe. Systems like the above, where chaos instead of order seems to be the ruling principle, are of occasional occurrence, but they are decidedly the exception. In some of the cases that have been adduced for illustration, it is to be noticed that the process of combination begins with 7 instead of with 6. Among others, the scale of the pygmies of Central Africa and that of the mosquitoes of Central America show this tendency. In the pygmy scale, the words for 1 and 6 are so closely akin that one cannot resist the impression that 6 was to them a new one and was thus named. Mosquito. 1. Kumi. 2. Wal. 3. Nuipa. 4. Walwal, 2-2. 5. Matasip, fingers of one hand. 6. Matokabe. 7. Matokabe Purakumi, 6 and 1. 8. Matokabe Purawal, 6 and 2. 9. Matokabe Puraniupa, 6 and 3. 10. Matawalsip, fingers of two hands. Pygmy. 1. Uju. 2. Ibadi. 3. Ikaro. 4. Ikwangaya. 5. Bumuti. 6. Iju. 7. Bumuti na Ibali. 5 and 2. 8. Bumuti na Ikaro. 5 and 3. 9. Bumuti na Ikwangaya. 5 and 4. 10. Mabo. Half man. The mosquito scale is quite exceptional in forming 7, 8, and 9 from 6 instead of from 5. The usual method, where combinations appear between 6 and 10, is exhibited by the pygmy scale. Still another species of numeral form, quite different from any that have already been noticed, is found in the Yoruba scale, which is in many respects one of the most peculiar in existence. Here the words for 11, 12, etc. are formed by adding the suffix la, great, to the words for 1 and 2, etc. Thus, 1. Ini or Okan. 2. Idzi. 3. Ita. 4. Erin. 5. Arun. 6. Ifa. 7. Edze. 8. Edzo. 9. Isan. 10. Iwa. 11. Okanla. Great One. 12. Edzila. Great Two. 13. Itala. Great Three. 14. Erinla. Great Four. 40. Agodzi. String. 200. Igba. Heap. The word for 40 was adopted because cowrie shells, which are used for counting, were strung by 40s, and Igba, 200, because a heap of 200 shells was 5 strings, and thus formed a convenient higher unit for reckoning. Proceeding in this curious manner, they called 50 strings 1 efo, or head, and to illustrate their singular mode of reckoning, the king of the Dahomans, having made war on the Yorubans and attacked their army, was repulsed and defeated with the loss of 2 heads, 20 strings, and 20 cowries of men, or 4,820. The number scale of the Epiphanes, one of the low tribes of the Paraguay region, contains 2 genuine curiosities, and by reason of those it deserves a place among any collection of numerical scales designed to exhibit the formation of this class of words. It is 1. Initara, one alone. 2. Inuaka. 3. Inuaka Yakiani, 2 and 1. 4. Gayenknate, toes of an ostrich. 5. Ninehalik, a 5-colored spotted hide, or Hanumbegan, fingers of one hand. 10. Lanamrihegum, fingers of both hands. 20. Lanamrihegum, cut Gracharaka Anamishrihegum, fingers of both hands together with toes of both feet. That the number sense of the Apabones is but little, if at all above that of the native Australian tribes, is shown by their expressing 3 by the combination of 2 and 1. This limitation, as we have already seen, is shared by the Botocudos and the Chiquitos, and many of the other native races of South America. But the Apabones, in seeking for words in which to enable themselves to pass beyond the limit of 3, invented the singular terms just given for 4 and 5. The ostrich, having 3 toes in front and 1 behind on each foot, presented them with a living example of 3 plus 1. Hence, toes of an ostrich became the numeral for 4. Similarly, the number of colors in a certain hide being 5, the name for that hide was adopted as their next numeral. At this point, they began to resort to a digital numeration also, and any higher number is expressed by that method. In the sense in which the word is defined by mathematicians, number is a pure abstract concept. But a moment's reflection will show that, as it originates among savage races, number is, and from the limitations of their intellect must be, entirely concrete. An abstract conception is something quite foreign to the essentially primitive mind. As missionaries and explorers have found to their chagrin, the savage can form no mental concept of what civilized man means by such a word as soul, nor would his idea of the abstract number 5 be much clearer. When he says 5, he uses, in many cases at least, the same word that serves him when he wishes to say hand, and his mental concept when he says 5 is of a hand. The concrete idea of a closed fist or open hand with outstretched fingers is what the uppermost in his mind. He knows no more and cares no more about the pure number 5 than he does about the law of conservation of energy. He sees in his mental picture only real material image, and his only comprehension of the number is, these objects are as many as the number of fingers on my hand. Then, in the lapse of the long interval of centuries, which intervene between the lowest barbarism and high civilization, the abstract and the concrete become slowly disassociated, the one from the other. First, the actual hand picture fades away, and the number is recognized without the original assistance furnished by the derivation of the word, but the number is still for a long time a certain number of objects and not an independent concept. It is only when the savage ceases to be wholly an animal and becomes a thinking human being that the number isn't an abstract can come within the grasp of his mind. It is at this point that mere reckoning ceases and arithmetic begins. End of chapter 3. Read by David Russell for Lit2Go. Available on the web at fcit.usf.edu.